Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to encourage everyone to stay tuned in the upcoming hour to Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. I want to thank Darren Weeks and all the good people at Govern America. I want to thank all the sponsors here who support the network, and again, who give me this this bully pulpit to express my views from. And I want to thank especially all my listeners who send me just, you know, all kinds of great information every week. It just, it brings out all the different ways that the system has been corrupted, subverted, you know, twisted around. You know, as I was saying, you know, a minute before the break, that, you know, this conditioning that happens in our public school system and the school system, it indoctrinates our children into the debt credit system. And the bottom line is that every American citizen that I've spoken to defends the system of his enslavement. He is totally convinced that it's the best method in the world, that we the people just cannot live without the debt credit system. And the debt credit system is what has enabled us to live beyond our means for so long. It's what's made us rich. And we all forget, what is the source of all our low-cost goods from foreign country? It's forced labor in China, Vietnam, India, and Pakistan. We, the people of the United States, are appalled when we hear that an opium-addicted father will sell his child into bondage for a few thousand dollars to buy drugs in Pakistan. Here, we deliver our children's bill of lading to the Department of Commerce in our state. Then the state delivers it to the Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C., and we sell our children into bondage and receive no compensation whatsoever. Now, since our children now belong to the government, they can, through the Child Protective Services, take your child for its protection whenever they deem fit. And, of course, in a time of emergency, they could take your children for labor in a chain gang or any purpose the government sees fit. This is why they can set up a draft and draft you into the military, and you have to give your life for the state. You are their animate property. You know, I'm guilty. I've given my children over to the U.S. government because I was so ignorant and naive. And it's just like my favorite coaching discussion with a basketball player with a bad attitude, and the coach told the player, "Son, you are ignorant and apathetic." To which the player responded, "I don't know what that means, and I don't care." And this is the problem in America, mental sloth. 87% of Americans get their opinions from mainstream network news, from guys like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly or Keith Olbermann, all these government shills who want you to believe there's a political fix, that you can vote your problems away, or we can petition the Congress to fix it. All that's bullshit. The Congress will not fix it. The people must fix it. It's the sovereign citizens of the states whose responsibility it is to keep the government servants in line. It's the people's job to police the government. But the police have joined the ranks with the unconstitutional actions of the Congress because we, the people, have insisted upon it. No, we've demanded that we have a police state where the government steals the fruit of our labors under the premise of social insurance. In other words, through the practice of communitarianism. The philosophy that we, the people, must balance our rights with the rights of the community. That we, the people, want to have it both ways. We want to be free, but we want a safety net. Freedom, true freedom, excludes the safety net. True sovereigns have to live below their means, and they have to save for a rainy day. They have to save for their retirement. They have to save and insure themselves against debilitating illnesses and accidents. In short, we, the people, in order to form a more just form of government, have to take responsibilities for ourselves. We must establish ownership of ourselves. We got to do the right thing, or got to do what we're told. We're just positively unconstitutional.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. As I was saying before the break, we either have to establish ownership of ourselves, or we got to do what we're told because we're slaves. You can't have it both ways. You're either subject to the strict interpretation and literal meaning of the Constitution, or you're subject to the United States government, and whatever they say goes. And with that said, I'm going to ask our next caller for his comments, Eric in Georgia. Eric, how are you today? Eric, are you with me? Have I lost you?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Oh, good. I'm fine. Thank you, sir. I just want to say that when a nation has exported its capacity for creating wealth, i.e. the manufacturing sector, when we've given that away to our enemies, well, then, by default, all that is left is a debt credit system because you've given away the means to create wealth where you can thereby have a strong currency or a currency that's worth anything. So we've done that.
In my thinking that all the wealth comes from the land. He who owns the land controls everything.
Right, right. But what gives natural resources their inherent value, such as coal, iron, and such as that, is the manufacturing process. And if we do not control our own manufacturers, and we've given that away, well, then we don't have any basis for creating wealth. And that leaves us, by default, with a debt credit system where we don't have any basis for creating wealth. Professor Robbie Batra, who was, I don't know if he's still at Southern Methodist University now or not, but he wrote a book warning us of that we were going to be at risk of descending into a third world status if we allowed our manufacturing to just be exported overseas to our enemies.
And we can look at Europe, and we can look at Italy in particular, to see a country that has been purposefully deindustrialized. And this is where the United States is going now. We're being converted. Great Britain's been converted into a third world country. They've been deindustrialized while the United States was industrialized. Now the United States has been deindustrialized. China's industrialized. Now we're becoming a third world nation, because you're absolutely right. There's no way to make money unless you build something.
Yeah, well, of course. And this is the globalist. We have the globalists to thank for this. This is their scheme to bring us into a new world order. Where we're all, we've given away our birthright, in other words. And one other thing I want to mention, I think I heard on RBN somewhere that this Obamacare legislation, which another thing, you said that if we petition our government for benefits, well, we're enslaving ourselves. But I'd appreciate your comments, sir, on this Obamacare, because, see, now we're being told we have to take this benefit whether we want it or not. And I don't want to be enslaved any longer.
That's been the progression. That's been the progression is that, first, your Social Security number wasn't going to be used as identification number. It was only if you wanted to join the insurance trust for your retirement.
Well,
of course, now it's the primary identifier, and of course now you must have, they issue your Social Security number the day you're born. You don't even have to ask for it anymore. Used to be that you had to request it. This is how they got your consent, because you requested. And I did when I was 13 or so, when I wanted my first job. They said, oh, you got to have a Social Security card so you get paid.
Well, let me ask you this. I think I heard somewhere, and maybe it was RBN, that if you're a Muslim, you're exempt from Obamacare. And I've heard that they are exempted due to their religion. Now,
that's a concept called dimimitude.
Well,
and dimimitude in Sharia law says that insurance is gambling, and it's against the law, Sharia law, Muslim law, to gamble. And healthcare insurance is gambling. And so, since there's a separation, supposedly, of church and state in the United States, that they're exempt. Their law makes them exempt, and so not only will they not have to buy health care, but they won't have to pay the tax, as everyone else, the white Americans and the 14th Amendment slaves in this country, have to, because they're exempt.
Well, that's very interesting. So now we got three classes of groups then, right?
There's more than three classes of people. Think about this. If you want to break America into castes or classes, you have a class that's lawyers. Only lawyers can be in the judiciary branch. So unless you go to this trade union, you can't be a Supreme Court justice. You have to be a lawyer. You have to belong to a trade union in order to make the laws here in this country. So that's one class of people. Then you've got your sovereign state citizens, and that's another class of people. Then you've got your 14th Amendment citizens, and that's another class of people. But then you got your Federal Reserve, your international bankers. Now that's another class of people. That class of people can, with the stroke of a pen, create money. So they don't have to work for it. They just come, go to you, and go, oh, what did you work for your whole life? Oh, you got all that equipment and that nice piece of land? Well, we'll just take that as collateral and lend you money that we don't have. We'll just put this count over here, and we'll put a number in it. That's money. You can go and spend that now. And then when you can't pay anymore because you have a heart attack because we're working you too hard, then we'll just take your land and all your life's work, and we'll capture that with money that we didn't have, that we borrowed you, that we created out of thin air with a stroke of a pen. So that's another class of people.
What, is this not insanity? This is crazy. This whole system's insane, isn't it?
Again, what you have to understand is that the kings of Europe, King George, who was the King of England, and the King of France, lent both money to both sides of the effort in the Revolutionary War, so that no matter who won, he could negotiate that they'd have to pay in silver, in pound silver, in British pound sterling, all the money back that was borrowed during the Civil War, during the Revolutionary War. So we've never been unenslaved. What we are really is we're cattle on a plantation. We're sheep. We're sheeple. You know, they shear us, they take our meat, they take our milk, they take our life's work, and, you know, they promise us everything, and they, basically you're being governed by the bum who lives under the bridge who has a gun on the corner. And every time you pull to the corner, the bum says, hey, you gotta pay to go through the intersection, so give me $10. Well, every time every car goes by, they give him $10. Now he can afford all the guns he wants. So he sets up a, you know, a place at the corner, and he charges you at every corner. What are you going to do? You're paying for your own enslavement. You're paying the bum, who has no money whatsoever, to enslave you, to hold a gun to your head and take your money. That's what you're doing.
So I only hope that we're in the same position that the children of Israel were in when they were enslaved in Egypt. And, like, their deliverance was Moses. Our deliverance is the Lord, and that's our only hope.
Well, you know, I'm not convinced. Because it seems to me that when you back all this up, go back to 1066, the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta was forced on King John of England, and when he accepted the Magna Carta, which is the forebearer to our Bill of Rights, he broke his compact, his contract, with the Pope, and the Pope foreclosed on all his lands. So effectively, the Pope owns all of England and all of Europe and all the United States and all of Canada, in fee simple. So he's the owner. Now, since all wealth springs from the land, the Vatican Bank is the most wealthy bank in the world that owns all the land. Well, who's their banker? Well, the Rothschilds. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, throw the money changers out of the temple. So the Catholics can't be the money changers. Islam says, no usury, you can't charge interest on the money. So the Islamic peoples aren't the money changers. And so the Pope uses the Jews as the money changers. And so everybody perceives that the Jews are evil. But who owns the land? He's the guy who really has the money, and he's working directly with the kings, because remember, the kings of Europe, there was no separation of church and state. The church was part of the government. And now, since the church owns the land and they let the king use it, guess what? The king is subject to the Pope. So when you go back to it, the one world government is the universal Catholic Church. And I'm a Catholic saying this.
Well, that's why I'm saying we need the Lord Jesus Christ to come back and deliver us from this satanic system. It's a satanic system of bondage. And that's why I referred back to the children of Israel in Egypt, who had to be delivered by Moses. Well, humanity needs to be delivered from this mess.
I firmly believe that, you know, that we're being governed by homosexuals and pedophiles. You know, you go look at these laws that govern marriage and divorce, and, you know, the pedophiles in the government, you know, destroy the family unit and create orphans to prey upon. That's our cue. We got to go back to break. Another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
This This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back, and we're visiting with our caller Eric in Georgia. And Eric, I was just talking about these homosexuals and these pedophiles, these slobbering Barney Franks who are running this country. And it seems that Eric's moved on. That's all right. But I was talking about these pedophiles and homosexuals, you know, the Kagans of the Supreme Court now, this homosexual woman. You know, it's just absolutely unconscionable that we let these people, you know, dictate morality to us. You know, they're absolutely destroying the family unit to create orphans to prey upon. I mean, it shows that, you know, if a woman gets divorced, you know, she basically and her child become a ward of the state. She can't afford to live. She can't afford to work, you know. The burden of caring for a child and working in today's society is just incredibly difficult. And with that said, I'm going to ask for our next caller, Leo in Massachusetts, to comment. Hi, Leo. How are you today?
Hanging in. Anyway, this whole thing has tripped my interest about the 14th Amendment citizen-slave problem. And I was wondering, how do we give this publicity outside of changing our middle name to something that approximates that? I'm thinking in terms of saying, you know, legally change your middle name to 14th Amendment slave.
And well, I've been looking at it, and you know, I'm not sure what to do about it yet, Leo. But one of the things that we can do about it is that this straw man, this corporation that's been created by the government, is of course owned by the government. And what we can do, I think, is something called a common law copyright. So I think that, you know, we can take control of the straw man by copywriting our own name. And when you copyright the name, you know, you now have control of all the copyrighted works. So instead of being the surety of the corporation or the debt payer of the corporation, now you're the security interest holder in the corporation. In other words, instead of you owing the money that the government spends, you are owed money by your corporate fiction.
Now, would you get somebody like Lee Brobst to elucidate on that?
Well, again, I haven't checked any of this. It just makes sense to me that if your legal fiction is, in fact, a corporation, and the government owns that corporation, then you can take over the corporation, right?
How?
Well, I just, you know, I just said you can do a common law copyright of the...
But they're not going to respect that because they're under admiralty.
Well, there still is common law in this country. I mean, anything that's not dictated in law, you know, precedence, and of course the precedence doesn't go back before Erie versus Tompkins, 1938. You can't use any precedence in courts before that date because, of course, you're a debtor now in a bankrupt court. That's why all the courts are administrative courts or maritime admiralty courts, because everyone has entered into this private contract. The only way out, as far as I know, is to change your domicile, is to revoke your Social Security card, your driver's license, your marriage license, and all the adhesive contracts that you have with the state. You have to get out of debt. You have to revoke all your private contracts with the Federal Reserve System, with the Unincorporated Banking Association. And now, once you do that, you use the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act in court to establish that you're not under the jurisdiction of the federal government of the United States.
But
that's as simple as I can put it. That's how you do it.
Well, that all sounds very well and good, but I'd like to ask somebody like, Jerry Kirk, to kind of elucidate, how can seniors do this when they're on Social Security? This has been a really interesting situation because they're stuck, right?
Well, you know, this has been an argument, too, is that, take General Motors as an example. You pay, as an employee of General Motors, you pay into the retirement fund, right? And then when you're retirement age, then you retire. You no longer work for the company, but you collect retirement benefits. Well, the United States is a corporation. When you sign up, you've effectively become an employee of the corporation in order to pay into the trust fund for your retirement. But now when you're 65, what happens? Well, you retire. You don't work for them anymore. Why should you keep paying taxes on money that you already paid as taxes into the system so that you could retire on it? They tax your income from Social Security. It's the most craziest thing I've ever heard of. It's insanity.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of some... You see, part of the problem is it's perception.
You can expatriate and keep getting your Social Security.
You can do that? How?
Well, you can expatriate. There's an expatriation guide out there on the Internet. I have it. If you want to send me an email to phil.posderick@yahoo.com, I'll send you a copy of it. I have it in a PDF format. It's a straightforward process. I've talked to a truck driver on a plane a few weeks ago, and his plan, he saved about $500,000. His plan is he's moving to the Philippines, where he's going to buy four condominiums for about $60,000 apiece, so he's going to invest half his nest egg into income-producing properties, one to live in and the other three to pay him rent, and then he'll expatriate. He'll still get his Social Security, and he'll have an income over there where it's much cheaper to live. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional Public Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Phil Posderick. It's positively unconstitutional. And our caller, Leo from Massachusetts. And Leo, before the break, we were talking about expatriation. And you can renounce your American citizenship. A lot of veterans do this. You know, they went to Vietnam and they fought in the war, and then they expatriated and they went to live in, Hong Kong or some place where it's a lot cheaper to live.
Hello?
Are you with me, Leo?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and you sound good.
Yeah. So you're saying it can be done, but it seems like they would try to, if you expatriate, and they say, well, you're if you're not under our 14th Amendment slave rules, then you're not eligible for Social Security, because that's a very easy argument for them to make.
Well, I don't believe that is an argument that they can make, that even though you've expatriated, you still paid into the trust fund and that you should be paid out of your retirement fund. I mean, just because you quit working for General Motors at the end of your career don't mean you don't get your pension.
Well, anyway, yeah, I suppose that's a big case. It will happen when enough people do it. But my basic concept is that most people don't realize that they're 14th Amendment slaves, and we need to get some kind of a publicity venue out there. And I think changing your middle name to something that has that implicit meaning would be a really radical way of getting the message out, because every time you write your name, if you wanted to give your extended middle name, you know, you could...
14th Amendment slave?
Pardon?
I say 14th Amendment slave?
Yeah,
Phil,
like
14th
that.
Amendment slave citizen Phil.
Yeah. That, see, this is the problem, is it? You know, you wouldn't want to change your first name or your last name, but your middle name is kind of an open, open season. You could do what you want with it if you really wanted to do it legally, and then you could have your name listed as that, and everybody who sees that name will go, what's that mean? You know, I'm just thinking in terms of publicity. How do we give this thing the publicity that it needs?
Well, again, I think the most important political thing that should be going on right now is we should be petitioning the Congress to end the bankruptcy to give us back our asset-based currency. I mean, until this happens, you're a debtor and you're a slave. And until you have back the money, then you're not the sovereign lawmaker of the country.
So what
because
was your...
he who owns the land makes the law. And gold is land. And money is land. And this is the representative in our system of money. Land makes the law. And where you stand is what law you're under the jurisdiction of.
Well, I mean, I realize that we have a dumbed-down situation here, and this is what we're fighting against more than anything else, because, I mean, I've always wondered why it was so difficult for the choir to sing to the parishioners, and there's a major disconnect that we're not paying attention to in the communications department, whereas we kind of understand, we the choir kind of understand the preachers, but when we start talking to the regular folk, there's this major disconnect because they have this, I guess it's called willful ignorance via cognitive dissonance, to be specific.
I don't think it is that. I think it's purposeful word art by the legal association that has purposefully misled us. The legal association has changed the meaning of words. In certain cases, certain words mean certain things. That's why the law is in a series of codes, because code, the word code, means encrypted. And so all the laws are encrypted. So they want you to believe that you can't go into court without a lawyer, because the laws are encrypted, you don't understand the meaning of the words. And of course, the major word that we don't understand the meaning of is registered. So when your birth is registered, you're sold into bondage. It's that simple.
Well, I mean, that's another whole issue that's very, very difficult to deal with because...
Just open the legal law library and look up the word registered. It means bond, surety. When you're registered, you become the surety of the nation. You give the Congress your checkbook. You tell them, give me free health care. Give me low interest loans. Guarantee my mortgage. Give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. And then when the bill comes, you say, I'm not a taxpayer.
Well, I sort of understand where you're going with this, but I'm really worried that the what I see as the scenario is when the economy is scientifically crashed, they will blame the wrong people, and
they're already doing that. They're blaming capitalism. Oh, this is capitalism. No, this ain't capitalism. This is cronyism.
So that, you know, well, monopoly capital will never name itself as the perpetrator, obviously. But we need something more of a... See, because when you have enough people unemployed, you have a mass, a critical mass of people, and that's what they're really afraid of. And
no, what's happening in this country is that we've exported any business that makes anything.
This has opened everything up.
In 1987, only 10% of corporate profits in the United States were in finance. As of 2007, 70% of all corporate profits in the United States is in finance. What's that tell you? The finance, the Wall Street bankers, have taken over corporate America, plain and simple. They can make any business work, and they can fail any business by simply extending them credit or not extending them credit. It's that simple. You can take over the entire system, and that's exactly what they've done. And now they've got the Congress giving them more power to do even more harm to the economy, which is exactly their intent. Why? Because they want cheap labor. They want us to be making 10 cents an hour, just like the Chinese. And as soon as they debase the currency and destroy the middle class, they'll have it. You'll work for anything. You'll work for food.
Well, you know, I mean, when enough people do it, and we have our people situated strategically. See, strategic location is what the system works on. I have seen how well infiltrated the systems are with agents of the globalist system. Within something as simple as a military shelter, I have seen people who I know pretty much for certain are there just watching over us, paying attention to what we're saying, just sort of in the background. And this is what we need, our type of people in the background, in the homeless movement, in the areas of great concern, to share our influence with these people and reorient them to what is really happening and not what the global lamestream media is going to be brainwashing them with. So, I mean, this is
no one is going to do anything until their ox is gored.
Well,
that day is not going to happen until the military boot kicks them in the ass and marches them down the road to the detention camp. Why? Because the system failed, and now it's martial law, and you're a worthless eater, so, you know, walk. You know, head down the road there. And that's when they're going to come to the realization that, you know, this whole system of communism or communitarianism or whatever you want to call it, taking the rights away from individuals and giving it to the state. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. I mean, this whole system, no one's going to care until it kicks them in the ass. And when it happens, most people, 97% of everybody, ain't going to understand what's happening. But a few of us are going to understand exactly what's happening. And only then, are they going to take the steps to get out of the system. But by then, it may be too late.
But the thing is, just, I think in a positive way, we need to infiltrate the places where are going to feel the most stress, to be there at the time and the place to say to the people who know us, yes, this is a lie. We have to get to the truth. And with our people properly placed within those type movements as knowing them and being part of them. So I would basically, if I was a patriot, I would be recruiting people from within the homeless dispossessed structure, because they have felt it the most, and they will be the ones who will be there to hold everything and hold the feet to the fire of the corrupt politicians. See, until we can do that level of infiltration of the people who are affected, we're just going to be talking to ourselves. I mean, I'm sick of talking to ourselves.
I'm sick of talking to ourselves, too. But, I mean, what I see is a masterful conditioning of the student. And it's so pervasive that my own family, my own children, when I talk about these things at home, they are completely turned off. They're not communists. They're not owned by the state. The state hasn't gored them. It hasn't stolen 90% of the fruit of their labors for their entire life like it has for me. I mean, I'm bitter. I've made a lot of money, and it's all been taken by taxes and taxes and taxes and taxes come out of the woodwork. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. This whole system of commerce is designed so that it's a funnel. All the money goes out of your pocket and into theirs. You're not allowed to keep any money.
Now
there's 10% inflation every year, and there's 2% interest on your money. How can you afford to save?
No, I mean, I'm 65. I've been through the the hip revolution, and I've survived the whole Saturday Night Fever trash, and I noticed some difference. I'm old enough to see the change. And the change happened with the movie Saturday Night Fever, because what was happening with the young people is they were tuning in and dropping out, which means they weren't participating in the greater economic sphere, and the system hated that. So instead of people thinking as we, which we were at that time, they brought it over to me. Look how cool I am. I am in this white suit dancing around and being cool. And this total individualistic, narcissistic is the word. This total narcissistic consciousness is what was pushed. And John Travolta, to me, is the turning point where we were actually going to make a change, but then they shifted the balance of consciousness over into look out for yourself, screw everybody else. And this is what I think is really happening.
In my mind, what's happening in this country is that, you know, the KGB said years ago that there's a very simple four-step process that we use to take over any country and colonize it. And the four steps of the process are one, federalize the school system. Once you get in the school system, you teach everybody this Hegelian dialectic materialism. Then, after at least a generation, 15 to 20 years, which now this has been since the 50s, or since 74, so they've had three generations already through the school system, that the second part of the process is you destabilize the financial system, which, of course, we saw that happen in 2008. You know, it was rocked to its core. Then the third step is crisis. And that's the step we're in now. Crisis, 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 crisis. And then, of course, the fourth step of the process is what they euphemistically call normalization. So after the major crisis, they roll in the tanks. The real word is occupation. And that's what's going to happen. They've already demoralized us. They destabilized the financial system. We're in a series of crises. And when the crisis gets bad enough, we'll go to martial law.
Don't be so negative. There are a lot of activists out there. And I think what we really need is a paper, a term paper that says our logic versus their logic. And this is, we need to create a dividing line as to where you're going to stand. You see, the problem is that I think we're culturally so well conditioned that we can't break it because we can't see the difference between their logic and our logic.
Well, again, the logic is very simple. You can either pay as you go, or you can go now and pay later. And when you pay later, I mean, we've already got $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. At 4% interest, that's $4 trillion a year. I mean, of the real economy of goods and services produced by the people, which is about $6 trillion last year, I mean, that's 80%. Just to pay the interest on the current debt. So,
well,
I mean, dragging on the economy like that, how can anybody expect that anybody will have a job, that anybody will have anything? All will go to pay the debt.
We can see into the future. These people are looking on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis. And I think a total delineation of the logic might help because the people don't know what side they're really on. They're on our side, but they don't know how to get out of it because they're stuck in their side, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but I can't figure out how to get from the here to there either. I mean, but the bottom line is that we could have everything that we have in this country and no debt. And if there was no debt, then we wouldn't need the income tax and we wouldn't need to pay the debt. We wouldn't need to pay the interest on the debt. And so, you say to yourself, well, wouldn't the world be a lot better place? Well, of course it would. Well, what has to happen? Well, the central bank needs to go away. We need to go back to the republic. We need to pay as we go. But how do you get there when every person that you talk to says, oh, no, we need to borrow money, borrow, 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 borrow. My goodness, I wouldn't have a home if I hadn't borrowed. Of course, for me, it would be totally different. If I could keep the fruits of my labors, you know, I mean, I would have a magnificent home, fully paid for. But hell, you're not allowed to pay for your home. It's the only tax write-off you got.
Well, I think I'm kind of lucky. I happen to have a chance at between 9 to 12 to live in my mother's country, and we live in a very tropical atmosphere, and we built our own mud hut with a thatched roof just as an exercise. And so we lived without all this over-government, and it's kind of turned my head a little bit to say, yeah, it can be done, and it's not that bad. And, you know, people were in a community. They knew who we were. We knew who they were. And it was like a small, very small country town.
I mean, can you imagine if every morning when you got up that all you were worried about was finding something to eat? If all you had to do was provide yourself with something to eat? I mean, that's a foreign concept to most Americans. I mean, we all go to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and we have two or three jobs on the side and a couple of companies on the side, and that's all we know is work, 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 work. I mean, what if all you had to do when you got up in the morning was find yourself something to eat?
Work should really be the other four-letter word named play. You see, when you play at work, then you enjoy what you're doing, and it's a life-enforcing thing, not just a negative. I mean, you've done alienated work, and that's why we've all been doing alienated work, and they're using alienated work as a way for us to hate work. And this is a bad term for us to think in terms of. Work should be fun.
Well, I surely haven't found a job that I like, that I would like to do for, you know, 80% of my waking hours that I enjoy and get paid for. I haven't been able to find that, Leo. If I could find that, maybe the world would be a different place for me. Maybe I wouldn't be railing about someone stealing 90% of my pay.
Anyway, am I holding anybody else up on line?
Yeah, we're going to go back to break here in just a second. Another word from our sponsors, but...
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their necks, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in.
Come back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. We're going to take our last caller, Paul from North Carolina. Paul, how are you this fine morning?
Very good, Bill. I appreciate your program. And I just want to bring up a point. Rahm Emanuel said it's a shame to waste a good crisis. And there's some truth in that. And I think one of the biggest crises that we have in the United States here is the foreclosure issue. There are millions of people being put out of their homes because of a corrupt system, a fraudulent system. And I believe that there are a lot of people out there fighting this issue. And if people could win their homes back, I think that would be a great step in regaining our republic back. And
just remember the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. All rents for a public purpose. That means the government's going to own all the land. They already own over 50% of the public lands in the western 26 states. It's all managed by the Bureau of Land Management. And, of course, with the latest group of foreclosures and the failure of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, they've gobbled up another 3 million houses. And with the next wave that'll be here by the end of next summer, they'll gobble up another 3 million houses. So the Federal Reserve and the Congress are well on their way to making sure that all rents go for a public purpose.
Yes, that's true. But uncovering the whole fraudulent system, there's an excellent website out there. It's I don't know if you ever heard of Neil Garfield.
No, I have not.
His website is livinglies.com. And this fella is an attorney, and I believe he's one of the good ones. There's a lot of attorneys out there that are not good. But he gives practical defense strategies for raising issues that the bank is not the original creditor, that the whole system was put in place where it's actually defrauding the homeowner and the investors. And it's making the bank look like they were the lender when in fact they are not the lender.
I mean, the whole way that the bond and debt system works, I mean, you think about it, they create the money out of thin air with your signature, and then they, you know, sell it off to an investor and keep the servicing.
Yes, absolutely. And when these issues are challenged in court, if you could wind up getting an evidentiary hearing instead of an argument hearing, you have a much better chance in uncovering the fraud. And there are several people that have won, that have got case dismissed and got their properties back.
It's my understanding that no bank's charter gives them the right to act as a surety, or to a surety would be a guarantor of a corporate debt, which the Federal Reserve note surely meets that criteria. I mean, it's a corporate debt. The corporation of the United States owes the money to the Federal Reserve Bank. And so in order for a bank to lend you that, they're effectively acting as a surety. They're guaranteeing what they cannot guarantee, and that's that the loan will be paid back. And, of course, they can't guarantee that. There's no provision in the Federal Reserve Act to ever pay the loan off. So we know it won't be paid off. So, again, they're supposed to get to lend against money, but money is the only unit of measure in the United States that has no standard. I'm sorry, Paul, we're out of time. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited.
With recent